back at it on the Wednesday evening, October 23rd, 2019. 1 hour with Winfrey and Terry Brown, both located in Sedona, Arizona. Questions and answers with the Elohim group, in combination with the Ra group that speaks through Terry Brown, who is the conduit. So if you have a question you want to ask the sources, you can do so by emailing Win at questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And I welcome everybody here. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have several people here live on the call. I thank everyone for being here. And if you want to, you can say your name and location.
Antonio in California.
Welcome, Antonio. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Heis.
And I know Phyllis is here. Thank you for being here, Phyllis.
Elizabeth from New York City. Or not New York City, but New York.
who is this from New York?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Hi, this is Phyllis, but I'm going to mute myself because I'm driving.
All right, be careful. Thank you for being
yes.
here, Phyllis.
That's okay. My pleasure.
All right.
Hi, Phyllis.
All right.
Hi, Antonio.
And welcome everyone that is listening in through BBS Radio Online, thank you very much for being here. And the next caller that joined in, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
This is Raiden and JJ in Sedona, Arizona.
Hello, Raiden and JJ. Welcome to you both.
Oh, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Raiden, JJ.
All right.
Hi. They just welcomed us.
Bonjour, everyone.
Bonjour.
Hi, Raiden.
Positive greetings, Antonio.
Positive greetings to you, too.
Thank you.
And to JJ.
Yes, greetings to one and all.
All right. And if you just joined in on BBS Online, thank you for being here. And the email address to submit a question, if you would like to do so, is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Vin will go through those questions that have been submitted while we broadcast this show, and he will try to every time ask all the questions that have been submitted to our sources, which does not always work out. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Don. Hi, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Antonio.
The first thing I heard when I came on was Ice saying, always work out. Are you like a workout fanatic, Ice?
No, I'm not. I do not know what I said anymore, but it was not related to working out at the gym.
I understand.
I think it was the question doesn't always work out.
Oh, yeah, answering all the questions. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. And we wait for a Win to call in here shortly, hopefully.
And everyone else.
And everyone else.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Don.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Good evening and welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Don. Hi, Antonio.
And Shirley. Is that somebody from a TV show?
Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, what? Anne of Green Gables.
Are we just naming Rand?
I think her name was Anne Shirley.
Oh.
I'm not so Shirley.
Isn't there also a House of Seven Gables or something like that?
I haven't heard that one.
We're not literate enough to know the answer to that. I had my tablet. I could look it up.
I never watched the show, but there was a cartoon on. Cartoon, it was Anne of Green Gables.
No, there was a book.
Yeah.
It's written by the famous author, Aunt Shirley, you should know that.
I know, it's bothering me. You got me curious now. It's like, oh, I gotta check this out.
I used to watch Masterpiece Theaters a long time ago. That sounds like something they would have done.
Yeah, I did too.
I did too. And on PBS, they had a lot of British comedy shows.
Mm-hmm. And non-comedy shows.
Yeah. There was this show that I used to love watching, a British comedy show, I think it was from the 70s, called Are You Being Served?
Never heard of it. It was in a department store, right?
Yes. It was, at Grace Brothers Department Store.
Lucy Maud Montgomery did Anne of Green Gables.
I couldn't understand the first five words you said.
Which is a seven-book box set.
I think you're too close to your mic, Shirley.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll back off.
Yeah. You couldn't hear what you said earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, the Anne of Green Gables was...
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda up in Saskatchewan.
Hi, Wanda.
Wanda. Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, yeah. Everyone.
I bet Wanda knows.
Oh, Anne of Green Gables was by L.M. Montgomery.
I want to see if Wanda knows. Wanda, who wrote the book Anne of Green Gables?
Oh, what was her name? I can picture her face and everything else, and they're sitting there signing books, but I can't remember her name. Vivian Garvel, maybe? Oh, my God.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think I'd know it if I heard it. Okay, Shirley, do you have it?
Lucy Maud Montgomery.
Two more people have joined in live on the call. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
It's Morgan Sedona.
Hi, Wynn. Welcome.
Terry in Sedona.
And Terry in Sedona. Welcome, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
And the next person. Welcome. Is it Jeannie?
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Somebody from
Sedona. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Edna. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Edna, guten Abend, Fräulein.
Guten Abend. Wie geht's?
Geht's, Edna.
Hi, Edna.
Hi there.
All right.
Wo sind deine Gummischuhe?
Wo sind meine? Wo sind was?
Gummischuhe. Wo sind deine Gummischuhe?
You got gum on
your
shoe? What language is that?
Deutsch.
Deutsch. That seems, jawohl. We had somebody else join in. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Roger. Hi, Roger.
Good
evening,
everybody.
It sounded like Don said he had gum on his shoe.
Are rubber shoes that you wear when it's raining.
Yeah.
We are presently... Can you guys hear me?
Let me guess.
Yeah. Do I have an echo?
No.
No, it's just a little distorted, but not too bad.
All right. Edna, did you send a question for tonight?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Me too. Did you check your spam folder?
I will. Don't worry.
I was going to send a question, but I got anxious.
You should have said that. You said, I was going to send the question, but I got anxious.
Do I get anxious by question?
I was going to send a question, but my internet doesn't work.
I was going to send a question, but I couldn't think of one. actually,
Don, you will always think of a question, Don.
Yes.
I don't have a question, but please give me the answer.
Give me the answers and I'll tell you what the question was.
Someone else joined in. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa, California.
Hello, Debbie Dolphin. Welcome.
Hi, hi.
Hello, Deb.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Hi, Don.
Hi, Debbie. Debbie.
Antonio. Yeah.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
I had my question typed out. I deleted it. I typed it out again. I deleted it. I know.
Well, you know what? I want to say hello to everybody on DBS. Okay?
Okay.
And I just did it. Hello to everyone on DBS. Assuming there's someone there. And
a few weeks ago, they were talking about how many dimensions there was. Can they repeat that or not?
Well, I don't know if I want to. Did they answer it last week?
Well,
or 2 weeks? No.
A few weeks ago, it was touched upon, but the media was really bad and everything then. Like the.
Mm-hmm.
Connections for you guys were real bad that week.
Is that because of you or because of us?
No, because of you guys were having problems that week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't
have
problems. I'm on my landline, so I don't have problems.
Okay. I mean, the answer to that, at least according to the raw material, hang on. Have you studied the raw material at all?
Some of it. I had always heard that it was infinite. Then I heard it was 352. And now I'm just was wondering to confirm.
Well, there's 8 major dimensions, okay?
Yeah.
And all the major dimensions have sub-dimensions. They're subdivided, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, everything is one. So there's really only one dimension. Even to talk about it as separated in this way is, would you like to say your name and your city? And that's okay. So we're talking about dimensions. You know, sometimes understanding definitions becomes an obstacle. Because you start to think of yourself, well, am I here or am I there? Or am I, which dimension am I in? Personally, for myself, I don't think about it. Okay? I realize that I am multidimensional. In fact, so are you. I may be more multidimensional than you are, but that's not a point of hierarchy. It's just what's so. So it's like I can move into a situation and I don't even think about it. It just happens automatically, and I'm relating to that situation where it's at, usually. And at a certain point in my life, I realized that almost everyone I met was familiar to me in a certain way. And would you like to say your name in the city?
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Ananda.
Hello.
And if you notice, we have all these people on this call, and they're all at different places. They're not, how would you say it, glommed together. We're not all the same. Every one of you is an individual. Everyone who's listening as an individual is an individual. So we have a wide spectrum of frequencies on the call. And somehow or another, we have the ability to cover all the frequencies. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, maybe I shouldn't say all the frequencies, because I don't know if that's exactly true. But at least, I remember at this point where, when I was younger, and I said, geez, everybody's familiar. And I started to see that people were going through similar things, but they usually didn't show it to other people, because everyone wants to act like they've got it together. And so people don't see each other's stuff, so to speak, unless you get perceptive enough. And I'm not even going to use the word psychic. Perceptive, so that you can intuit something. And I was getting that way, I grew into that when I was playing music and traveling, and I said, everybody looks familiar. Until I met this one guy who I mentioned, who did a reading for me and told me right off the top of his head, just like I'm talking to you, that I had this past life as the troubadour, and I was reading the pattern, repeating the patterns. And he told me the whole story of the past life, and I realized I had written the song 6 years previously, so I knew he was accurate. And that blew my mind. And then I started paying attention to that guy because he was not familiar. I couldn't imagine how someone could do that. Now I know that he had. He used to say this. He used to say he had. I forget how he described it. I don't like to use the word walk-in, but he had a partner inside of himself. And his partner was on the other side, and they became kind of interchangeable. And it's like when he did a reading like that, his partner, his other side partner, and it was a pretty high partner, was just able to rattle everything off, okay? And so I learned a lot from that guy. And I've talked about him a little bit before. He was the guy that when I sat in the room with him, when I went to L.A., he was giving weekly talks for a period of time. And I used to go to all his talks, and I could feel this energy in the room when he talked. I mean, it would transform me. I would be negative. I would be uptight. And somewhere in the talk, everything shifted. And I saw energy in the room when he was talking. And he used to say early on that he was a reincarnation of John the Beloved. And I said to myself at that time, maybe he was, and maybe this is the Holy Spirit, right? Or the Christ consciousness. My first real experience of that with somebody who was in a body. And he was my best teacher, even though he got really controversial at a certain point. I couldn't deny the energies I felt when I was there. In fact, I used to open up his talks singing his song, and he loved my songs. And it was the best audience I had ever had when he would be talking, and, you know, he drew. Well, I don't know if he drew, it was the crowd he drew, or the energy that got created there. But, you know, he always stuffed off the top of his head. He was never talking logically. And by the time he was finished, there was this magical energy in the room. So when you start thinking about dimensions, and you're also multidimensional, thinking about dimensions is only an approximation of thinking you know something, which may not be true. I mean, if it helps to do it, like, for example, is your heart open 51%? So you can graduate this realm. Now, that's what the Ra group says. Or actually, they say 51% dedication to service. And you know what? You still have to choose to graduate. You know, you are in charge of what happens to you. And, you know, supposedly, according to the Ra group, in past epics, even when there were people who qualified to graduate, they didn't. They chose to keep coming back. All right? Now, there's nothing wrong with that, except that when you come back, you forget everything, and you have to have the wherewithal to figure it out again and get on a high track, or you can get very easily seduced into the dilemmas or the miasms of the planet, okay, of the collective. And then it gets really hard to move from that. Does that make sense? But you know, if I'm just going to tell you what the Ra group said about dimensions, we're in third dimension. and I forget what they said. And fourth dimension has to do with the opening of the heart chakra. Fifth dimension has to do with wisdom, I believe. Sixth dimension has to do with the combination of wisdom and heart together. Seventh dimension is a dimension of oneness. And eighth dimension is oneness. Something like that, okay? And when you start to approach oneness, you're then inclusive. Well, you know what? I'm not sure if you can approach oneness and still not be inclusive of all the other dimensions. I'm not sure about that. That's a good question, okay? Maybe I'll ask that question tonight, okay? Because if you... It's kind of like chakras. There's a correspondence, if you notice, between chakras and dimensions. There are seven chakras, and there's eight dimensions, but the eighth is like starting over, you know, in oneness. And in this realm, if you truly hold the space of oneness, I don't think you can stay here. You have to move. And then there's something where you can merge with all that is, become part of it. And that, does that mean you lose your individual consciousness? It might, okay? We asked some questions about that, and they said, it gets retained. Although, on the other hand, the Elohim have said they can merge and merge back again. The merge is not the way back. They can merge and then move out of it and be individuated. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
You do. Dharmanandi, you want to go back to oneness, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. You're weary of this realm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a very high vibrational rate.
I know you do. I know you do. Those are interesting questions. If you have a high vibrational rate and you haven't mastered this realm, do you need to master this realm to graduate? I don't think so. You know? I mean, there's other beings that are existing at higher vibrational rates that never even had bodies, but they still exist. They haven't graduated from this realm and because they haven't been here. And then you get people that have graduated or who came in from higher vibrational rates that came into this realm, like Terry. Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry. You better be there because we got to answer questions. Hurry up.
6:26.
Pardon me?
It is 6:26.
6:26. Okay, we've got to start.
Muted. The recording has started.
And I don't know what today. I think it's the 23rd. Is today October 23rd?
Correct.
Yeah. This is October 23rd, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And we have some questions that you all, that we're posing. And is Terry there? Of course, Terry is our star.
Not live on the call. I don't see her phone line.
You don't see it?
No.
All right. She does things during the day to help her be grounded in this realm. Like, it helps her. It's very interesting. Karen?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I tried to unmute and instead I hung up.
All right. Good. She has to do certain routines to be grounded. And like going to Reds for their happy hour. And then everybody smiles at her, and she enjoys sitting there. And and she's kind of doing a service, okay? She's lifting the vibration of the room, and that's an angelic service. And it keeps her being together or feeling purposeful. And so I don't like to go there before on the day we have a call. But she went there today and she likes it if I show up because the two of us start vibing together and lifting the vibration of the room. It's very interesting. But, you know, it's not like anybody knows what we're doing. Okay? So, we're just getting back. Hang on. Hello. Can you hear me, Hive? Can you hear me? Hello?
I hear you.
Somebody hears me. Okay. I put on my headset and Terry, are you prepared to not be ready to answer questions?
Yep.
Okay, good. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect Terry and myself. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light. And be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke the group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now.
Do we have a in the love light of the one instigator? We take a moment and reorient ourselves to the geometries of your space-time. And we position ourselves so that we are available to each and every person who is on the call. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense or resonate with you, disregard it as it is not meant for you at that time. Sometimes a person will have a question and you have the same question. However, the answer can be totally different between people. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line. And things move very fast at the speed of creation of the now for all of us, really. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And if anyone happens to be new and listening, when they say things about themselves, it's important to test it over time, that we're not here to create a new dogma, and if the Elohim say this, it must be true. And I had to test it over time for at least 3 years to say they are who they say they are. It had to do with the miracles that were happening. It had to do with the wisdom they kept giving. And even now, after many years, their point of view has always been consistent, amazingly consistent. And those of you that have listened for a long time know that. And we've had miracles, we've had wisdom, we've had sometimes predictions, all kinds of phenomena. And it takes more than one time listening to get into the flow. But there is a flow. There's an energy on this line which is available for anyone to pick up, but we're not creating belief systems. So even when I ask a question, be open to the fact that we're giving the right information, but be skeptical and kick the tires over time. And if we're right, there's a great reward in it for you. And as the people that have been regular, they've shifted their realities to a certain degree, which is not easy. And it's not easy to do that. You don't have a master. You don't have to follow anything. You don't have to pay money. And it's not because we're rich. I've chosen to set it up that way so that no one is excluded and people have the time to check it out. Well, the first question I want to ask is, we were talking earlier before we started recording. We came up with a question about going back to the one infinite creator. And can you go back and return to source without mastering this level of 3D? And can you share a little bit about that? Thank you.
Thank you. You do not need to master life in your venue to be able to return to the one infinite creator. To return to the one infinite creator, however, you would need to not continue the desires to exist in the earth dimension or in another area of space-time. As long as you have a goal and a purpose and a path, you will continue to pursue that. If your goal, purpose, and path would be to merge and be one with the one infinite creator, which would take the total elimination of your ego, if your goal would be that and you're just willing to let go old ties and be simply go back to the nothingness of non-existence, then one could get back there. But that's a little bit about it. There is more, but we do not wish to pursue that at this time. Back to you.
Could I ask another question on this topic?
Yes.
Okay. The Elohim say, you said in the past, that you can go back and forth. You can merge, and then you can come out of it, and you can merge again. Okay?
Yes.
And that means
one can go back to the nothingness and then recreate it to recreate themselves into another format.
Mm-hmm. When you're in the nothingness, that means there is still enough individuated consciousness to say, I want to go out of the nothingness and go back into the manifest universe. Am
well,
I correct?
One would need to move into individuated consciousness to get back.
Mm-hmm. But there must be some level of individuation. I'm just guessing here. To be able to be merged and still say, I want to move back.
There's a question. If you are merged, you are something, you are manifest. However, to move into the nothingness, well, that is a good question, because if you still have any memory of where you would like to get back to, that is manifest reality of which you are sharing some the sign points back.
Mm-hmm. When we were talking about the eight dimensions according to the raw material, do those eight dimensions have, shall we say, fences in between them? Or is it a gradual shift from one to the next?
There is a we see that there are many definitions. For example, one of the classifications might be family, group, society, life forms, that type of division. But then another division would be width, breadth, height, time. But then another division might be animals, human society, and so forth. Another division, maybe the difference of frequencies where the Earth type existence can occur, and then another fourth dimensional, which is another classification of higher life, then in the third dimension or the earthly life. And then that is a division of frequencies that has a definite boundary between the two ranges of frequencies, which the people in those frequencies have different perception abilities. For instance, in the Earth type existence, they would be able to perceive sound and light within certain frequency range. But then moving up into the next dimension, we'd be able to perceive and have a life distinct. And in even in the same location, the same space in some degree, only it would be of a different frequency, which would delineate the different, the higher density. And generally, when we speak of the different dimensions or densities, we are speaking of that delineation, that of space-times that are separated in their frequency range. And there is a different definite boundary between those different groupings.
Thank you. Okay, let me go on to some of the submitted questions for tonight. And this is from Lance in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yes.
And his question is, with the rampant extinction of species, the runaway weather, the general destruction of the planet by human beings, and I should say, and maybe in some cases, aliens, ETs, if we as a species cannot take action quick enough to turn around our effects on this planet, is there a plan where the higher-ups would step in to prevent further damage or even death to the planet? Is it possible that there has always been an option that this Earth experiment could fail and it would be allowed to do so after the best effort had been applied to help humanity to succeed? Are we poised to make a transmission out of this planet physical realm should the chaos ensue? Thank you, Lance. Boy, what a question, Lance.
When we review history, we see, for instance, in Nalduk, the planet that was blown up in the solar system that you are in, we see that would the wrong group get a hold of a certain knowledge, and we see that in the past, knowledge has created the destruction even of a planet like Maldek. We say knowledge, but it is not, in a way, it is stupidity, because they have, these individuals have had knowledge up to a certain degree, but they considered that they were all important and that they were all-knowing and that they had power over certain technology, and they were too stupid to see the consequences of their actions on a higher level. And whole countries, whole continents even have been destroyed over a technology that the scientists thought was marvelous, but they were not aware of all the consequences involved in taking it to a higher level of activity. So individuals do have ability to create, and can if they can create this very destructive processes that can destroy worlds. And it is very unfortunate that some of the species have such a limitation in intelligence that they do not see where their pride and joys can take them towards destruction.
Thank you. So, if the people on the planet don't shift their consciousness, then worst case scenarios are possible.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And is that one of the reasons that qualifying for graduation in this period is so important?
Well, qualifying for graduation is a part and parcel of the way the universe is set up. You can't graduate if you don't have all of the specifications to do so. It is a technological issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, you know, as we said, a person doesn't have to master this realm to go back to source.
Yes.
And a person doesn't have to master this realm to graduate.
Right.
Sounds like.
So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There is a question here from Elizabeth Woodring in Mecklenburg, New York. Okay. And hi, Elizabeth. I'm going to start out, she has a footnote here, and she had asked a question a while, an answer that she got from a question a while back ago, and then I'm going to ask her a question. I want to let you know that I asked a question a couple of months ago related to how my newly departed son was transitioning. And I was upset by the answer I received and chose not to believe it because it was too painful for me. We then connected with two also highly accredited psychic mediums, and they said, the same thing I'd received from your channeling. So I learned not to discredit you, but to respect your messages, even though it's not what I wanted to hear. Thank you. And I'll ask the question. And she's addressing this to the Ra group, and I don't know if she understands that we're talking to a combination of Ra and Elohim, but she asks, what can I do on this earthly plane for my son who's in spirit to help him move out of the karmic loop he's suffered in for apparently many reincarnations so that when he chooses to return again, he begin to have more peaceful and happy lives moving forward? Elizabeth, Mecklenburg, New York.
Thank you. Thank you. We are taking a look at this in more than one area of frequencies. And we see there is an area of frequencies surrounding your son. D is very happy with your question that there are factors around him that care for him. And see that of your caring and your concern and your love for him, and this is making and will make a difference for his future. The areas around him are able to grasp this caring and this love, and to hold that for your son, so that when he is able to recognize it, that it can be available to him.
Thank you very much. Next question. And you know what? There was somebody that asked a question today, and I haven't found their question yet, okay? And it's going to run out of time. So I'm sorry. I told them I was going to ask it tonight. Here's from Edgina. Is the mathematical equations worked in the 12 dimensions? Is it worked in any other dimension as well? Does one have to access the specific dimension in order to work on the mathematical equations?
In the third dimension, there is the holographic resultant of the formations and the manifestation from all of the other frequencies that result we've run across the lack of words here. The result in the third density. In the 12th dimension, it is the beginning of, it's like where stuff can be reset and reformed and can come back in a better format. Give us a moment. Could you repeat the essence of the question one more time?
I'm not sure I understand it. She's talking about mathematical equations worked in the 12th dimension. Is it worked in any other dimension as well? Now, I don't know what she means by that.
In the 12th dimension, it is a beginning of creation. It is a beginning of equations. It is the beginning of the formation. And it is in the nothingness that everything can start or can start anew as it moves into frequency. But in the 12th dimension is like the oneness of, it's the nothingness out of which something can be formed or developed. And the mathematical equations are developed along with the formations.
Thank you. So if it's in anywhere in the manifest uniform, regardless of dimension, there's mathematical equations that are holding it all together.
It is not the mathematical equations that are holding it together. That is a description of the forces that are holding it together.
Okay. Now, it's 6:58, and we should be going to Whole Planet Healing right now. And we have to get off at BBS Radio at 7. But I am going to ask this one more question, and I hope Antonio and Prudence will go over there, because this is the one that I promised the person I would answer. I'm putting it in. Good evening. I recently took a this is from Julius Relaford in Fairfield, California. Good evening. I recently took a vacation to South Korea and deeply felt a strong connection. It was a feeling of returning home after a long time away. I am African American in this lifetime. I was only there for a few days, but without doubt considered at home. Upon returning to my home in California, I no longer felt any connection to the United States and literally cannot wait to head back to Seoul. My question is, did I have a past life on the Korean Peninsula, specifically in the Seoul region? I am actually weeping internally as I write this. Thank you
so
much.
Yes, we feel that you know the answer, that you, in your heart, you know that you have had some more than one very beautiful lifetimes, successful lifetimes there that have been very meaningful to you. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sometime you should ask, Julius, how did you go from having Korean incarnations to a Black American, an African American? Because that's an interest. I don't think that happens that much where people cross cultures, but I'm sure it happens often. We've never asked the question how people cross from one culture to another. And on that note, I'm sorry we didn't start right away, and we messed up today. I made it look like we didn't mess up because I started talking, but I was really covering our mess up because we were getting back from Terry's happy hour. And so there's a couple questions here from Dharmananda, from we asked Edna. Who else did I miss? Let me see. Hang on. Don Herman. And I asked the important questions, the ones I thought were most important, from new people or people that don't usually ask questions, the people that were going through crises of sorts, internal or external. And on that note, we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, PIN 250513, pound. That's where the pound goes, 250513. 712-770-4340, 250513. Thank you all for being here. And
unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi.
Thank you.
Love to everyone. Let's heal the planet. Let's go to Whole Planet Healing.